The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Perhaps have to revisit our spiritual birth, our baptism. We don't necessarily focus a lot on that, and I don't think we're intended to. We're supposed to focus on the fact that we have been born again, and so we ought to live these new spirit-led lives. But it's interesting to think of what baptism is, because baptism is our participation in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Baptism is where we are drowned in the death of Jesus so as to rise with him to new life. This is, I think, an ongoing process, right? We may not, although there is this radical break from our old humanity into the new in our baptism, we also learn in our baptism a rhythm for our life, a real kind of, how is it that we put on the death of Jesus so as to live the life of Jesus. Day after day, we have to die to our old selves with the old ways. Have you ever found a great, what am I always pushing, an examination of conscience, right? Go Google really difficult examination of conscience or tough examination of conscience. There's something that I was talking to someone just this weekend, and she said, "I picked up an examination of conscience, and I realized, wow, it's very different than what I would have confessed before." I said, "Of course, you can't be your own measuring stick, right? So what is our measuring stick?" Anyway, that's an aside, right? Go find a good examination of conscience. It'll change your life. You need a measuring stick outside of yourself, okay? And what does it reveal to you in a good examination of conscience? It reveals that you continue to live the ways of death, the ways of the world. You continue to be somewhat shriveled in your ability to receive the Spirit of God and to live out his life in the world. Okay, so day after day, we have to be about putting those old habits, the old humanity, to death. That's part of prayer. And the second part of prayer is then rising with Jesus to new life, to live the life of the Spirit. So here we have Jesus encountering Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, in this bit of a strange interaction, but he's calling him forth, right? It's not your birthright, it's not your heritage, it's not the family that you were born into that matters. You have to be born from above. Day by day, my friends, we are renewed by the Spirit of Christ. Jesus wants to give himself to us more and more fully. He wants us to live this life of grace and joy. Everyone looks so miserable this morning. Joy, right? He wants us to live a joy-filled life. Why are we not living a joy-filled life? Why are we not? What's holding us back? Right? Where's our happiness? Where's our love? Because here, right, we don't know. And I, for me, sitting in the box, hearing confessions and arrest, I get to encounter this firsthand. The Spirit blows where he wills. I don't know. I just don't know how the Spirit is working in your lives, but I know that he is. And there are privileged moments of encounter where I get to see that. But there are others besides. And we ought to be in the habit of sharing those stories with each other to encourage each other. The fact that, yeah, God has not left me either, right? God is still with us. God is working on my heart and my life. This is how he's calling me forth to live in holiness, to live in love, to live in peace. You know, this is something that he asked me to do. I didn't think I could do it, and I did it, and the reward was profound, right? This is our life in Christ. The Spirit now is blowing where he wills. Let's not resist him. He has much more planned for us. He has much more in store for us than we can even ask for or imagine.